Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, April 11th, and you're tuned in and listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, all around the globe. We didn't get numbers on Tuesday night's call, but I hope we got it out there like we have been on previous calls. But we're happy to be here. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be a really, I know, a wonderful teaching that she's prepared for us. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the position that we have in Christ. And thank you that we can move forward in faith and that we can speak things that are not as though they were. And we can move into a new, an all-new relationship with you and with the community at large, with each other. Thank you for giving us friends. Thank you for giving us listeners in Big Call Universe. And thank you for providing for us under our Plan A. Bring out Plan B, Lord God, our blessing. We pray, and we'll be good stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, this is a big time for Bob and I to see what you have curated or created, whichever it is, for us in the way of a teaching. So by all means, take the stage and let us know what we should learn.
That was fun. I was literally, as you hadn't even said the words, but I felt like I was coming out on a beautiful stage up in mm-hmm. heaven to deliver this mm-hmm. teaching, and I'm dedicating this so deeply to everything that matters, J&K, the pod, and yes. everyone on the Big Call.
There you go.
Potency of the unseen realm. The unseen realm is so powerful that whoever underestimates it does so at their own peril. There's so much happening around us that we do not see. If we're to limit our lives, therefore, to what we see, we become very limited in life. It is the reason the Bible says we, the just, must live by faith and not sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Is it not interesting that even the world we live in was created by the unseen, and thus the unseen controls it? These are the clues of the potency of the unseen realm and the reason we must take advantage of that realm. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:3. The things which are seen came from things which are not seen. The world we live in physically came from a realm that is not seen. The influence of the unseen is so powerful that men who have understood it and are operating in that realm have become masters in their generation, masters over the elements of weather, diseases, death, financial circumstances, national and international problems. Jesus dealt with the unseen. Most of the diseases Jesus dealt with were caused directly by evil spirits and demons. Although these are unseen, they have afflicted and tormented lots of people and killed many. Sadly, many do not even have an idea of the seriousness of the damage this unseen evil force causes in their lives. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. John 3:8. Many have not seen the devil before. He's unseen to the physical eye. Yet his impact in destruction and evil is unparalleled in the seen realm of ours. By the grace of God, I've seen the devil as he confronted me one day in a vision. He was not able to do anything to me. He was powerless in my presence. That experience helped build my confidence in the protection of God. Even Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the unseen in the realm of the seen. You neglect the realities of the unseen at your own peril. The devil is working behind the scenes in a lot of situations, and believers must stand to deal with him. We have been given power over him and his works. We must not turn blind eyes to this reality. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Jesus himself said, we had power over the devil and his works. And that's our teaching for tonight on the power of the unseen realm, the potency of the unseen realm.
Well, I think that was a good teaching, Sue, and it deals in an area that most of us are sort of aware of but don't really deal with very often. The unseen realm, much less the devil and the demonic spirits. What's interesting is we can go into that realm if we need to. We can manifest things in that spiritual realms. It's best if we don't give too much place to Satan and his minions, and just put our emphasis on Jesus and God and other things in our lives. But we do have the ability of imagination to imagine things that are in the spirit realm, that are in the Ethernet. And obviously we manifest things that we pray for and that we think about. So whatever we put our minds to, whatever we put our heart to, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaks. And so we have to be cautious that we don't delve into that realm. We sort of keep a distance from it, or you could involve yourself in some kind of demonic activity that you don't want to be part of. But I really think it's important to understand that that exists. It is unseen for the most part. Some people see angels and other beings in the spirit realm. That's okay. I mean, look, when Satan appeared to Jesus in the desert, he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. And Satan got him at his weakest point. And that's what's important for us to see about that experience, is that, you know, we don't want to be weak when it comes to spiritual things and when it comes to Satan and being influenced by him. So we should do our best to keep a safe distance and just not give place to the devil. But Jesus spoke to the devil, and every time that Satan tempted him, which was three times in the desert, Jesus came back with scripture from the Old Testament. New Testament hadn't been written. So he came back with three different scriptures from the Old Testament to rebuke Satan. I mean, here Satan was saying, if you bow down now to me, I will give you all the lands that you can see. Realize, you know, you got to realize, Jesus created everything to begin in the Father, in the triune God. He was the creator of all things. And people don't realize that. They think, oh, Jesus was just a man. He was a teacher. He was a prophet. He was this and that. He was far more than that, far more. We have no idea how much Jesus is important to the believer in terms of everything that he did and what he's still doing now by continuing to make intercession for us with God the Father, and what he'll do to come back to this earth in the future. It's an amazing, amazing study to learn what we can learn about Jesus. But I would say it's important to understand that the devil is real. A lot of Christians today don't understand that, or they don't want to go there. And I can understand why they don't want to go there. But Satan is real, and his minions are real. But the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and that we have, even in our spirit right now, that we have, is far more powerful than Satan is. We can't just turn our backs, you know, turn a blind eye, so to speak, even though I don't believe in the B word. Don't turn a blind eye to Satan, but be aware. He seeks, he roams around the earth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And it's not going to be us. Right? We don't want to be devoured by him or even influenced by him. And when you have thoughts that come to your head, when you have thoughts that are not really God thoughts, you go, man, where the heck did that come from? Well, it came from Satan. It came from him trying to influence you, influence our lives, take charge of our thought process, all of those things. So, that's our word to the wise. That's what I got out of that teaching tonight, Sue. Thank you for bringing that tonight. Bob, what is your perspective on this teaching? I want to see what you thought of it.
Thank you, Bruce. And thank you, Sue. I think, Bruce, you're 100% right that to be cautious in delving into the matters of Satan.
Exactly.
It's best left to people that know how to do that and have been empowered through
yep.
prayer, etc. And I think that's part of the unseen, but there's also beautiful parts of the unseen when it comes to healings. And there are many people who are very intuitive, medical intuitives, that can sense but not see what our problem is for somebody, where
mm-hmm.
they can simply run their hands a distance away from their body and
mm-hmm.
count backwards down their body and stop and say, my goodness, what's going on, you know, with this part of your lower abdomen, you know, it's what happened to you when you were 6 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And many different types of practitioners, you know, people like Carolyn Mace, who wrote the book Sacred Contracts, and other people like Richard Bartlett, who teaches
mm-hmm.
matrix energetics, teach people to develop the sensitivity to take advantage of the unseen. And the same is true with many aspects of craniosacral therapy. The great
mm-hmm.
doctor and scientist, you know, John Upledger, that created that technique, is part of the unseen, where no one can actually see into a person's skull and down their spinal cord to see their cerebral spinal pulse, but with their energy and hands can create a healing atmosphere by creating a still point and stimulating somato-emotional releases for people that are all of the unseen, you know, as is acupuncture, right? People
mm.
don't actually see the energy meridians like you can see a vein in your arm. There's meridians
yep.
of life force energy that we can't see, yet we know if you put a needle here and one there, this gets healed. And
yeah.
the ultimate you know, in the realm of the unseen healings are the people that facilitating the expulsion of evil spirits and casting out the devil. And it's
right.
There's nothing seen about it, yet it's very real because we witness difficulties and illnesses and mental illnesses that disappear upon the end result of an exorcism. And this is information to be taken advantage of. And you know, there's a book, a very well-known book called Mind Over Body. It was written by a former Mr. Universe, Nordine Zurich. And he talks all about people that want to have their body healed and to be strong, and all the details about how you use the unseen aspects of your mind to create very visible changes in your physical health and your physical body, and how to proceed, you know, with faith that your unseen mind can actually produce courage and produce discipline, produce actions that have characteristics that are very beautiful and positive and are capable even in their amplification of blocking out fear. And that could become very helpful, you know, in the coming months. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of fear mongering that occurs, as happens around election time. And that can be very debilitating and stressful for people, but focusing on the opposite, focusing on love and compassion and all the teachings of Christ, is what can totally counteract that and show your courage by standing up and saying, we're saying no to fear and we're saying yes to the opposite.
Good.
It's good, Bob. I like that. That's quite a good explanation. Thank you for that. Sue, I don't know why you chose this teaching, but I think it was a good one. What are your comments on it?
Well, I love the title of Potency of the Unseen Realm because it helps everyone to understand that it's really the awareness of Christ that, you know, is running through them. You can't see Christ right in front of you, but he is all around you. It's the potency of what you can't see and how strong you make that and how you concentrate and maybe put an altar in your mind and say, this is the living altar of Christ in me, and I'm going to commune and develop and devote my highest and most complete attention to it. And imagine having an altar that you couldn't see, but was like literally in the center of your mind, and it was burning like a living light of Christ. Imagine how that would transform the way you looked at things and the way you perceived things, and that's the unseen realm. So I loved it because I liked what you said, Bruce, about, you know, just Christ being this infinite light, love, and power that is available. He is all things, and he is in us, so we are all things. And if we were to harness it, like Bob was saying, and understand what is about to come to this planet, which is these deeper understandings where we're moving from a material science to, it's called emerging science, the new science. And the new science is aligned with Christ's teachings, saying all things are interconnected, the Father and I are one, it's what you're looking at, that you will, what you contemplate and what you say is what you're going to manifest. All of those are things that I think as we move through this time of transition, people are going to have a choice. Are they going to choose to dwell and indwell in their highest version of themselves, in the strongest, most loving version of themselves, or are they going to choose to focus on the outside, which is the seen realm? And so it's going to be a very, very powerful time for people to examine their practice, examine their results. You can tell where you were looking if you look at your results. You can tell. You can tell if you're healthy. You can tell if you're, you can tell. It's showing you what you've been contemplating, or perhaps to be gentle on yourself, absorbing, and maybe not even aware that you'd absorbed your parents' version of reality, society's version of reality. And so this is going to be a wonderful time for everyone when they get the blessing to be very clear about, are they looking at the seen or the unseen, and are they deriving it from what they're devoted to on the inside so it can manifest on the outside, or are they just going along with what everybody else is doing? So that's I like me.
Okay, thank you. I like that explanation. It's good. Very good, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. And Bob, your comments, great. Let's do this. Let's see if there are any prayer requests that we can pray for, Sue, if anybody sent anything in.
Let's do big call. I can't believe I didn't do this beforehand. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Just takes a minute to warm up.
Yes. Yeah, it takes a minute to find it.
I want to start. Okay. Yep, I've got it. I'd like everybody to just get centered and take a nice deep breath and call back all the energy that you sent out to throughout the day and ask for Christ to cleanse it. Ask for all the energy that you are, all the pure love in Christ that you are, to come back to you, be cleansed, and to charge your heart with purpose to offer these prayers. And just take a minute and imagine that all that energy, all the places you've been, is all returning back to you to fill you to overflowing with an abundance of love and Christ. And now we're going to say a prayer for a dear friend to the big call and to the pod. We're going to pray for Ms. Tricia. I wonder if she's listening. And Tricia has been very challenged in different aspects lately. And her daughter was possibly very sick. So I just want to say a prayer for Tricia and her strength and her daughter and their love being healed. So we see you, Tricia, and we see you and your beautiful daughter and your whole family just moving up in this powerful, radiant, strengthening light, the light of Christ, so that every tendency for anyone in the family to reside in anything for an inordinate amount of time where they were worrying, where they were dwelling in negativity, where that tendency to not see and dwell in the light of Christ is being dissolved, and that everyone is filled with this peace and trust that all is going to be well. And they know how to harness that So their mind isn't thinking too much or dwelling on the possibilities. They're dwelling on what they choose to experience, which is healing, which is love, which is deep connection and gratitude. And we see the whole family going through such a wonderful release from the past and stepping into this beautiful garden of true knowing that as you dwell, so shall you manifest. And so we see you manifesting a beautiful new life, Tricia, and that your daughter is completely healed and well, and all is well in your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to go to our Big Call Ministry. National Pet Day Thursday. It's interesting.
Yay.
Didn't we do this? Maybe not. I don't know. To celebrate the joy, 4/11/24, to celebrate the joy pets can bring to us, research determines the physical and mental benefits of having a pet. It turns out that not only can pets steal our hearts, maybe whatever, but they also contribute to overall cardiovascular health by lowering cortisol, cholesterol, and blood pressure levels.
Mm-hmm.
National Fast and Prayer Day, Friday, 4/12/24. Take full advantage of the day to fast, pray, and humbly ask God for protection. International Plant Appreciation Day, Saturday, 4/13/24. Let's plant our way to a greener, safer planet while appreciating these green oxygen makers. Good Deeds Day, Sunday, 4/14/24. Be the positive change you want to see in the world on Good Deeds Day. Tax Day, Monday, 4/15/24. Federal income taxes are an important cornerstone of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following. We're praying for all the leaders, especially Bruce, for his health and recovery and his eyesight. We miss you, and we're happy you are back and starting to feel better every single day. May God bless you with a quick recovery. Pastor Scott, for his surgery and positive recovery. For all the listeners on this big call, for all the prayer requests, health issues, difficult circumstances, happiness, love, joy, financial stability, and especially all the unanswered prayer requests. Thank you for the Big Call platform that Bruce started many years ago, for all the encouragement from all the leaders to persevere and remain hopeful. And we continue to pray today to stay in faith, the positive, optimistic, and patience that we need while we wait for the 800 numbers, the beautiful blessing, coming finally to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Please let us be great stewards with this special blessing that we should be receiving very soon. Heavenly Father, we pray today asking to please empower our leaders to be people of justice, integrity, and goodness. Med beds very soon. R&R, may the love of God enfold us, the peace of God dwell within us, and the joy of God uplift us. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Oh, I just got another one.
You got another one? Okay.
Yeah, from GCK. I know you're listening.
GCK in the house.
I'm practically standing in the room with you, and I know I'm making you laugh, and I know I'm going to get a piece of artwork. How much do I know you? This is from GCK. I meant to add his mother to the Big Call prayer list. She had a stroke on January 31st. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's in rehab, now waiting on her miracle to manifest concerning her left side mobility. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and have a blessed day. GCK, the creator of, I don't know, GCK, how many... thousands of
so
projects
many.
Through the most beautiful, beautiful world-class presentation. My co-pilot, amazing man.
Wingman.
Yeah, wingman. And so We're going to pray for GCK's mother, and we just see her surrounded with the field of Christ healing. And here's the thing about this particular field, really complied to everybody we've prayed for so far, is that it's connected to these extraordinary new timelines and new healing devices and new, all you have to do is wait just a little bit longer and your mother is going to be in the med bed. And Christ is overseeing all this. And she's going to be fully recovered, and you're going to be laughing and saying, remember those days when we used to worry about getting sick or dying or losing somebody we love, even a pet? Isn't it amazing how long ago that was? Imagine, GCK, imagine seeing your mom getting out of the med bed, being happy, hugging her, remembering her as you used to when you were just a little boy. And imagine the joy of that. And I hold with Christ, and we thank Christ for the healing of GCK's mom in every way possible, that she may be blessed and healed. And I just remembered another one. In Jesus' name, amen. And I want to give a shout out. I wonder if he's listening, to a wonderful new friend, Henry, who has been just the most remarkable husband, devoted, high integrity, keeping his energy up. And we want to pray for Henry and his wife Paula, who is in the beginning stage of Parkinson's. And we want to pray for the two of them to be able, just like GCK and his mom, to enter into a new world, into a new field. And this is for Henry, that he imagines his beautiful wife, Paula, in full recovery and having a second honeymoon in their life, a life of love, of deep appreciation for the love that was poured into Paula while she unfortunately took on this illness, and that it's now being released. Right now, it is released, and they're walking into their new future. That time is now. There is no past, present, and future. It's all happening now. It's what we choose to energize with our thought and feeling. So we see Christ, we see Paula, we see Henry, and we see everyone we prayed for tonight walking in the highest timeline of perfect healing, perfect love, perfect relationships, and the wonderful new world that we're creating together. In Jesus' name, we say,
amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Sue. That was great. Appreciate those prayers and prayer requests that you brought out. And now it's time to check in with you. I believe you've got a new class in the works, and we want to hear about that. And anything else that you want to offer tonight?
Well, thank you, Bruce. I want to talk about something that I think is going to be very helpful for people that are in this, you know, waiting game. I think this is going to be a very, very powerful tool. And I'm going to give you an example. It's called an impact narrative. Write that down. An impact narrative. And this is going to be very energizing if you have a project and connecting you to the heart that you have for your project and to the vision that you have for your project. And basically what it is to write out the impact that your project has had. The impact that, and I'm going to show you an example of an impact narrative. This is coming from a client, but instead of calling it a testimonial, it's about when you're doing what God wants you to do, you're going to have remarkable results, like what we hear from Bob. Those are impact narratives. That's the way he's impacting and shifting what people think are possible and how people are able to recover their health. So I'm going to read you an impact narrative, just a fresher way, and you're going to be using this a lot more in your humanitarian projects. Hold on one second, where are we? Okay. So some of you heard that I was doing private, four sessions
coaching.
With people. Coaching, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is like concierge. It's called concierge coaching. You're getting one-on-one. And we're going deep into the things that you basically want to be eliminating. So you're it's called defeating limitations. And this is what this one woman wrote. Sue, my new thinking, feeling, relationships are starting to thrive. So a lot of people are challenged with quality of their, like, who are the people in my life that I really resonate to? Am I in joy? Am I in alignment? I mean, it's constantly showing up on my door. I'm finding my meditations giving me more energy. I'm adding a late day walk. In other words, she's in a practice of adding. She said she had lost herself, and I'll give you more about that. I'm just going to read what she says. For the most part, I've seen a big improvement of keeping negativity out of my brain and life. And I asked her, how big of an improvement, 0 to 10? And she said, 100. She couldn't get over the difference in just 1 week. And this is her second week, and we're approaching her third week. Thank you for everything. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. Hope your day has gone well. And what that means is that for any of you that need to get support, my coaching is temporarily where you have a waiting list. You can send an email if you want to be in that as a waiting list person. But here's the idea I want you to understand. Get with a coach on how you can, either for your personal life, do those things that have been a challenge for you. Get clear on the things that you want to be at a higher level of worthiness on. And I would say relationship is one of the top things that everybody should be working on, studying. How do I have a great relationship? How do I get somebody that knows how to listen, who's soothing and calming and energizing and fun to be around? How do I do that? Your relationships are going to be everything. So I wrote an article this week for the pod, and it was called Asset-Backed Relationships. And I've got a great project for anybody that wants an immediate project. I've just got to say this. I think what somebody should get a number of coaches and get them to do like interpersonal neurobiology. Like these are people that have been coached on having a great relationship. And so you go to a website and they're pre-certified. You know that they're like, they've trained. How many people do you know that have said, oh yeah, I spent a lot of time learning how to be a really good listener or have emotional intelligence or really lean into what is important to myself and what is important to my partner. So I know how to have a great relationship. Can you imagine if there was a website and it wasn't just a random, yeah, let's do whatever we do dating? And these are people that have been like sourced because they took a 200-hour relationship course and they did really well? Can you imagine? God, that would be the greatest thing. You can send an email. I'll tell you how you can reach me. But please, somebody do that, because it would just be such a powerful, powerful thing to be really skilled at a great relationship. So having an impact narrative for your project is a great thing that you can start to work on and say, when I launch my, let's say it was water, my water project, people are understanding that water is 95% of their body, and that with the water that we're producing, they're like aware of how important water and how water conducts their thoughts and emotions, and that's creating a huge benefit to the understanding and the connection that also water brings to farming, to agriculture, to self-care. And you could write a statement like understanding how the impact of your project affected so many people. Imagine if you could spend a couple of hours this week doing that, or over the weekend, writing your impact narrative. And what you're going to do with it is you're going to show it to the person that's running your project and say, let's create our impact narrative. Imagine if. And that would be the draw for the top talent. That'd be the way you're describing the impact and the narrative and the basically how you're going to shift with your project. So just think about that. Maybe consider doing that and watch how, if you're having a dull life or you're kind of in the doldrums waiting for this to happen, sit down and watch yourself get energized with that. And that's the important part. And yes, Bruce, we will be having a new class that we're going to be launching starting tomorrow just for admin purposes. But it starts, we'll announce it, call people in to complete their investment, but we start on Monday at 7:25 Eastern, and we're going to go, let me get you the actual date. That's the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, and it's one of the most thrilling courses. It's called Embodying High-Level Worthiness in Christ. So what makes this course so unique is a little known to, I think, the believer community that in order for you to live as Christ, it actually has to be in your body. It actually has, your body has to know it, which is why maybe some of us have been around people that they have head knowledge, but it's not turning into their actions. It's not actionable. It's not smooth. It's not whatever it is. If you're a person that wants to embody your greatest relationships, your greatest health, your greatest sense of abundance, you're going to want to take this class, Embodying High-Level Worthiness, because whatever you've embodied up until now has been at the effect of a world that doesn't really support you being this incredible light, incredible strength. You haven't been around people that could actually see you that way, hold you that way, and want to go and grow with you that way, so that you are embodying and blooming in Christ. And we have lots of people that I would say I've never seen anything like the way they are growing. I've never in 31 years have I ever seen the way people are growing in our classes. So to participate in Embodying High-Level Worthiness in Christ, just send an email to integrated, integrated, minds, at hushmail.com, and just put High-Level Worthiness. And we'll add you to the email list. This is going to be going out tomorrow to start so everybody can make their investment. And then we're going to, thank you for the text, and then we're going to be getting the dialing code out for you on Monday at 6:45, and the class will start at 7:25. So it's 4 days of practicing how to embody high-level worthiness. Did you see it in your parents? Do you see it in your friends? Do you see anybody that's like they know how to hold that energy in that space, and they are practicing that? Probably not. High-level worthiness in Christ. This is not ego. This is high-level. What does that mean to you in Christ? And when we send it out tomorrow, and I'm almost done, Bruce, thank you for your patience. When we send out the call to enter in, and we're opening the doors tomorrow, you're going to get a questionnaire. We've never done that before. A questionnaire to sort of deepen and reflect, and that starts the process. So when you sign up and you invest, it's going to be so that you can also start learning and looking at how do I want to embody high-level worthiness, and that starts the process. Your mind and Christ will start to work with you on that. So just send us an email with your name and telephone number, and we'll get back to you on that. And that's it tonight. Bruce?
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for that. That'll be an interesting class offering on the 15th of April. And four classes, $150, indicating in your email that you have Zelle. And put in your email also that you your name and phone number, in case Sue needs to get in touch with you by text or something. No, that'll work. And, yeah, let's see what develops, and everybody should be prepared to take advantage of that class. All right, Sue, thank you very much. Let's see what Bob has got on the agenda for us tonight. I know we started a sale. You might want to recap that for me, Bob, and then let me know if you've got some good testimonials we can use and any research that might back it up.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so the recap of the sale is a really great one right now. We have what we call the Proenzyme Pack, which is our probiotic powder and digestive enzyme. Just took my digestive enzymes tonight with my dinner, and when people get that pack, it's at a discount when you buy the pack. You're also going to get a free product, which is our olive leaf extract.
Right.
There's been recent research showing how olive leaf extract can help with digestive issues, including issues in your colon, with spastic colon and irritable bowel syndrome, and olive leaf tends to soothe those things and make it easier for your digestion in your lower intestines. And so that's going to be going on probably through the weekend, and then after that, it'll be off. And we do have some testimonials, Bruce, in just the last couple of days. A bunch of them came in, and a few of them were testimonials about Myotrol, and I'll just read this one. Really cool. It came in 3 days ago, actually. Someone says, I've been suffering with fibromyalgia for over 15 years. About the second week into taking Myotrol, I was absolutely blown away. This product has completely changed my life. I do not have the muscle weakness that went along with the fibromyalgia. This is huge. I went shopping with my kids and was able to walk from the car into the store with no stopping and no resting to let the weakness in my muscles settle down. Again, I'm totally blown away. This is the most fabulous product I've ever tried. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Wow.
That's great, Bob. Really. Super.
Yeah. So another lady who's talking all about she's starting to get things done. After 5 days of taking Mitral, she's like, now I'm really starting to get things done in multiples. She's like, well, why would I just want to get one thing done? She says, I hope to be doing much more soon in the physical workout routine. But right now I'm really pleased with my uptick in activity with focus and awareness. Some of the tasks are hard physical tasks, like restacking my woodshed, hauling spring dirt and garden bark.
Wow.
I'm much more present and enjoying the workouts. I'm 74. I thought I had lost it, but Mitral is simply a game changer.
Well, Bob, that's like that guy Tuesday night that cut 30 cords of wood. Remember that?
Yeah.
30 cords? You know how much wood that is?
I know.
That's a bunch of wood.
Oh, my God. Enough for two winters in your fireplace.
Exactly. At least, right?
Yep. We got this testimony about our Good Night formula. This man wrote in, I hadn't been sleeping for the last 5 years. My day would usually start around 2:30 a.m. I've tried many products with no success until now. This has changed my life. I'm sleeping and feeling rested for the first time in years. This is a great product. And this one.
It sure is. Yep.
This is a testimonial. This is about Clarity Factor. This woman wrote in, I am very happy with this product. I've started to notice I remember where I leave things, and when I'm in conversation, I'm not looking for words. It works great.
There you go.
And then we have one more on Mitral, very short one. It says, it works great. I have lots of get up and go. I highly respect it.
That's good. That's I like that
great.
Get up and go.
Yeah. So those are the testimonials. And, you know, this is what's fun for me, Bruce, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because that's the time when I catch up on the testimonials. So when I'm reading these to everybody, I'm seeing them for the first time.
Wow.
And so the things that go through my mind, it reminds me of when we first watched the YouTube video of the woman doctor that had discovered the technology that we incorporated into our sleep product. And you know, still to this day, to the best of our knowledge, 5 years later, nobody has taken advantage of that research and made a product like Good Night Formula that has research incorporated into it. And probably because it was a YouTube video that maybe only a few hundred people watched, you know, and we were just the lucky ones that watched it and had the capability to formulate it, to contact the actual company that could make a custom formula for us that we could receive small amounts of and test it out on ourselves first. It's all FDA approved ingredients, so it wasn't some new miraculous compound that was discovered.
Right. Yep.
But it was a woman that did this painstaking research to figure out how much of which thing. And that's incorporated into the Good Night Formula, and I see this testimonial, and it just brings back those memories. And, you know, the same is true for the Clarity Factor. We made that the same way. And then now we've received this miraculous product, Mitral, that took a scientist, not us, but a different company, 6 years to create and test and perfect. And now for the first time in history, we have a product that can revivitize tired genes that are not being expressed anymore and and resulting in a steady and sometimes rapid progressive dispossession of physical resources, including your muscle. And we know that the rate you lose muscle is the rate that you age and die. And now, here we are listening to these testimonials of people in their 70s who are out stacking wood after 5 days of taking these two little pills. And it's not a limitless pill where it's, you know, doing something crazy that's going to cause devastating side effects. These are all natural compounds that are plant extracts that have been refined and concentrated, and the osmolality factor has been altered so it's more absorbable and put together in an exact ratio after painstaking research. And why? Because now here's a 74-year-old woman who can get her life back and be happy. And who knows how long that woman is going to live in this happy, strong, healthy state. We don't know. We know that people age at the rate they lose muscle, but no one knows what's going to happen once we put a stop to that. And not only stop it, but reverse it, where people in their 60s and 70s can become stronger than they ever were when they were in their 20s. And say, how, what is going to, that woman's life going to be like when she's 94, right?
Exactly.
You don't know yet, but here we are, you know, in the midst of it. And, you know, one last thing here, Bruce, is this. There's a study that just came out a couple of days ago talking about what helps to get people who are elderly to exercise more, because we know that more people exercise, more positive benefit they have. And they're talking about the difference. They did a study where they took 300 people. They put them all through the same training. This is how you exercise at home. And then half of the group was sent home to exercise and told, just do it on your own and motivate yourself. The other half of the group was encouraged to tell people about their exercise and join groups where they could go and exercise together with other people. And as you might expect, the second group made really great improvements over the course of the year. They tracked them. And the people that didn't participate with others had no gain at all. They stayed completely flat.
Right.
And so now they're saying, okay, so, you know, seek out in your community ways and places that you can go to exercise with others, and it'll keep you motivated. Well, that's true, that it will. But these two women that wrote in these testimonials, they weren't talking about going to a group exercise class. They're talking about just walking from the car to the shopping mall or stacking wood by themselves at their farm, right? And it's like, be sociable and work with other people, but take your Myotrol also.
Absolutely.
So lots of people asking, when's there going to be more, and will we be able to get it? And the answer is yes. It's going to be approximately the end of May when the next batch is in, and we will have enough to take on 750 new people to use the product at that time.
And for them not to run out over the next 3 months.
That's correct. Yep, they'll be able to get a 3-month supply.
Well, that's terrific, Bob. I think that's a really great new product that is already showing positive effects and really good testimonials so far. Golly, the idea of, you came up with a word that I can't quite remember, something about osmological or something. Bob, what was that word? I hadn't heard that before.
It's called osmolality factor.
Osmolality factor.
Yeah.
What the Sam Hill is that, Bob?
It's a measure of absorbability and wetness.
Okay.
The wetter something is, the more easily it's absorbed into your cells.
Right. Okay. Well, we all learned a word tonight. That's one I had never heard of before, Bob. Thank you for that, man. That was good. Sure. Well, what do you think, Bob? Shall we get into the intel?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to be doing my exercise while you're doing that, but I'm listening.
Okay, fair enough. Let's remind everybody to get to Bob's website. You go to BigCallUniverse.com, and when you hit our homepage, you got a banner at the top that says Boomers. You click on that, it's a direct link into Bob's site. So get into the site that way. And also, if you have a question or you want some information about the circulation map, usually that's best handled by phone. So you can give them a call using their toll-free number, 800-861-4609. And that's good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that's the way to speak to them at Boomers. But also, you know, you can also obviously peruse the website, see the sale on the sale page, and just go ahead and put an order in like you normally would online. Okay? All right, Bob's exercising. What's my time hack, Bob? You know?
10:03.
Roger that. Okay. Let's talk about where we are and what I think about it. What's interesting was yesterday we had a pretty good source, really one of our better sources, indicate that this was going to go between today and Monday the 15th. I thought, all right, that's fine. And then we found from another source, who happened to be a bond paymaster, that said that the Treasury, well, let's back up. He said that the military is handling the releases now of the emails that we're going to get. Now, they'll still come off of the Wells Fargo servers, but the military is going to release those when they get the quote-unquote green light. Or rather, when the military gives the green light to Treasury. A little different way of looking at it. So military is in charge of this operation, and when they feel like it's the right time, they'll give the green light to Treasury. Treasury will allow everything to get released. Now, what we heard yesterday was we expect the releases to take place Sunday night or overnight Sunday into Monday morning. And it could be that we do wake up to them on Monday. That might be. I don't have that exactly, but that's what a few people believe. Now, why the 15th? Well, one thing, I'm not happy that the 15th is quote-unquote tax day. Because remember, under NASARA, that goes away. Our federal income tax goes away. And so I'm not thrilled about calling that anything, meaning tax day. I really think that we are moving into this. Now, here's the problem. We've heard, well, so many times, you guys, about 3 days, 72 hours, 4 days, whatever it is. And you guys know it. I've said it on the call, but it hasn't manifested. For some reason, it just hasn't gone. So what I've been believing for is that this information, I don't think it's going before Monday for us. I don't think we'll get anything until maybe we wake up to it Monday. I don't think it's happening tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday, or Sunday. I think it's going to be on Monday. They never bring anything out early. If anything, it's never or late. So here's, I sound a little pessimistic, but here's the reason. All I want is for this intel about the 15th to be true once. You guys know where I'm coming from. We only need it to be right once. And if it's right once, guess what? We're golden. We've got it. We've got our emails, we set our appointments, and we're off and running. So I'm hoping and believing for the manifestation of this to be Monday morning and for us to get those numbers and set our appointments and for it to be right once. I don't need to be right just to be right. I want it to be right for all of us so that we all get it and we go. I know you know where I'm coming from on this. Because, listen, I'm tired. You guys are tired of hearing me say it's going to be such and such a day, this day, that day, whatever. I'm tired of saying it. I'm ready for it to go. We're all ready for it to go. We just need the intel to come through and be right one time. Now, this appears to be looking good. And I'll tell you one other reason that I think it is. Remember I told you guys, I think it was on Tuesday, that there was a conference call that the Redemption Centers had on Saturday for 45 minutes, and they more or less threatened everybody in the Redemption Centers. First, they came with kind of a threat that if anything leaked, they would get Redemption Center personnel could face treason charges. It's a little harsh, right? What's the penalty for treason? Yeah, death. That's right. So they backed off of that. Goodness. They backed off of that, and then they said, okay, if you guys leak anything, anything leaks, you're gonna, we're going to remove your ability to earn a percentage on these exchanges. And the people that will be exchanging us will be picking up 0.025% of our total exchange of currencies and ZIM redemption, and bonds for that matter, other bonds. So they don't want to lose that opportunity. They don't want to lose the opportunity to make a bunch of money exchanging us. It doesn't come out of our side of it, so it's no big deal for us, but it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the Redemption Center staff. It's a win for the banks because they get hydrated again with accounts like their primary and secondary Wells accounts, and it's a win for us. Now, rates are very good. Contract rate on the dinar will be offered to us, and it's tied to the price per barrel of oil. Now, here's the thing. We said it was always based on the North Sea Brent crude price of oil. Then today we're hearing that it might actually be more tied to the price of oil in Iraq being sold, for example, to the country of Turkey. And that is a pretty good number, like 101. So that's really good. That should be roughly where our contract rate is. Now, here's how we have to look at this. I've said this many times. This is going. We're getting it then. It's coming out, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it. You guys know, and you probably roll your eyes to the back of your head. All I do is ask that it be right once. I think we're at that point where this could be right once and forever. Now, what I would do if I were you is still sign up for Sue's class. I would sign up. I would tell her I'm in. I would go ahead and prepay it and get ready to start your class Monday night at 7:25 p.m. and go four nights in a row. And let's see what happens. Let's see where this ends up. I feel good about where we are with the intel, but it is so quiet right now. The redemption centers, zipper-lipped. Banks, zipper-lipped. Now that tells us something, though. Kind of the old no news is good news theory, right? I think on the deep state scale and everything else that's going on, there are definitely things that are going on behind the scenes, but I don't know much about it anymore. It's very quiet. We're having a hard time getting some information. We were lucky to get the information we had yesterday about Thursday to Monday. Now, I personally think, if anything, it'll be Monday, but let's see where this goes and how it manifests for us. I feel like we are at the end of the road here, but we have to have it. It has to manifest. It has to show up to us with toll-free numbers, right? We need that. And I don't think it's, I think we're where we need to be to receive it. So that's all I'm going to say about that tonight. I feel like it is so quiet right now. It's so hard to get accurate information, and that's a good thing. Believe it or not, even though I don't like being in the dark, I like having better, more intel. I like having more confirmations, blah, blah, blah. But I really think this is probably all we're going to get for right now. So take it for what it is, and let's all pray that this intel is true and comes through for us on Monday. In the meantime, check out Bob's sale of those digestion products, the digestive and the probiotics, and then you get the clarity factor, I believe it was, free. I'm wrong. But do sign up for Sue's class. Send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Tell her I'm in, and let her know you have your Zelle that you can use to pay, and let her know you have that you have your phone number and your name in your email, so she could text you if she needs to. All right. I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. Thank you, GCK, for showing up with your prayer request. We just believe your mom will be completely healed, and that every other request that's out there would be fulfilled. And we just thank you guys for hanging in there, and thank you for the prayers that you gave me. I think I'm on the mend, feeling a lot better and getting better every day. So let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you for everybody that's part of the Big Call and Big Call universe out there where they're hearing this from all over the place. Thank you for the information that we have, even though it's limited. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to keep us provided for under our Plan A. And thank you for just putting us in a position to receive this, that we can get the receipt of this. And that, Lord God, that we believe that this last bit of intel that we got is true and will manifest. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives to make this real, make it happen for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great weekend. Let's see what happens, and let's stay in faith for this to be received. And thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll see you on the other side. God bless you guys.